Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Mark is off in Salt Lake City watching a production of one of his plays, so you just have to put up with me today. And my guests are Alex Lannon and David Block, and they're here to talk about ACT's production, that's Alaska Community Theater, for the record, production of The 39 Steps. I've seen this play, and I'm going to let you talk about it, but I just want to say that it wasn't what I expected. So, David is the director, and a marvelous production it is, and if you'd like to tell us a little about it, I'd be happy.
Okay, great. Well, it is not what you're expecting at all, I think. 39 Steps is based on a book written in 1915 by John Buchan, and then later created as a movie by Alfred Hitchcock in the 30s, 1935. And according to the legends I have read, as two actors in England were watching the film, they made a bet between them that it couldn't be staged with all the numerous Alfred Hitchcock camera angles and all of that jazz, that it could never be put on stage. And as this bet evolved, sure enough, it was put on stage, and that is the production that we have at ACT over the next couple weeks, The 39 Steps, and it just closed on Broadway for quite a long run. And it's a little different because the object is to recreate the Alfred Hitchcock movie with all its 157 characters, but do that only with four actors.
And it is funny. I laughed my head off.
Great.
By virtue of the fact with four actors, it becomes a much more madcap show with people moving back and forth from locations and characters and costumes. It's a lot of fun.
It is, and if I can put in a word of how this is done, is that the characters will be finishing whatever they've been talking about while carrying, rearranging the blocks of material that serve as furniture and backgrounds and platforms and any railroad stations, whatever you want. It's all done with a few large blocks of wood, and it's fabulous.
Yeah, we have in the show, we have 32 different locations, from an apartment in London to the moors of Scotland to a train station. There's even a plane crash. There's a lot of different things going on.
And just these four characters are just keep moving all this
right.
Blocks around to produce the effect, and your mind is right there. That's what I love about live theater anyway, is that you have to use your own imagination.
We depend on that in this one quite a lot.
And which characters do you play, Alex? Which of the thousand?
In the script, it's just called Clown One, but then in parentheses, I go from cops to a farmer, or as they call it, a Scottish crofter, to a couple of women, different wives in the play. A couple of different policemen, a railroad porter. Boy, I'm just forgetting count, even trying to recreate it in my head now.
We were counting earlier, and we think that Alex plays over 20 different characters just by himself. And like I said, we have four actors. Chloe Cotton plays the ingenues, multiple characters there. And we have Justin Birchall is the only actor who portrays one character throughout the whole show. He's our hero. But everybody plays multiple characters.
And that's funny, too.
Justin's in every scene as well, so he's also running back and forth and back and forth.
If you do any reading about the play, you'll see that character it's a pretty tough character to play just because of the physicality of it. And I would guess Justin probably loses 5 or 10 pounds a weekend just running around playing that character.
Oh, I could believe that. I should get such a part.
We all could use that. Yeah.
We should all wear tweed and run around a theater
under hot lights.
Yes. Yeah.
And It's so beautifully done to watch you change from a man to a woman right in front of our eyes. Alex is really funny.
Yeah, we use what our footlockers basically on stage, and we have them stocked with different costumes and props. And yeah, I just grab things from the footlockers and change character right before your eyes.
And it does it very well. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with my guests Alex Lannon and David Block. And we're talking about ACT, Alaska Community Theater's production of The 39 Steps, which is a spoof on the original. And it's hilarious, and it's amazing the way it's done. It's just a remarkable thing.
Thank you. Well, we, I came across the script quite by accident, and fell in love with it right away, and I thought, you know, this would be a great thing for us to do this summer. We are, in this particular case, this is once for the second summer in a row, ACT and Midnight Sun Theater are teaming up together to bring this kind of summer stock program. Last year, we did a good short, small show, very in some ways very similar for actors, but this one, I think, really kind of is a home run for us. Audiences are telling us it's a lot of fun and they're really enjoying it. And so we hope you all out there can come and see it for our next 2 weeks.
Yeah, running through the 30th?
Running through the end of the month. Mm-hmm. It's the 31st, right? Is our 31st last day.
Is. Yeah. And it's but the thing about it is that I'm going to. One of the reasons I do this show is because I've never seen anything. The original. Anything that was in a film. I'm not a moviegoer, and I never saw the movie. Mm-hmm. I think I read the book when I was a little girl, but I don't remember it at all particularly. And so watching it, for me, was an adventure.
And great.
For anybody who has seen the movie, which is probably the whole rest of the city, it's a riot.
Yeah. And the movie's, it's a stark contrast to the movie because the movie's from 1935 and it's very dry. It's just, it's very methodic and dry. And this is very madcap because we're only doing it with four people. We're just in constant motion, really.
We actually, as a cast and crew, watched the movie together just to see how close they were. And actually, the lines in our script are, I would say, 80%, 85% dead on to the movie. But the style in which it's presented is what really makes the difference. And so it's a lot of fun. And we had to, you know, how do you stage a plane crash on stage in ACT's little theater? We had to come up with some creative stuff to get that there. And I should point out, too, that even our tech crew, in some cases, play characters. We have, I won't ruin the scene at the end, but near the end, our stage manager, for just a moment, plays the villain in the show. So everybody has, in this particular case, everyone literally has a hand in some place.
So. I particularly was enchanted by the character. Is that true to the original, the central character? He seems to change personalities.
Say that of all the characters in the play, Richard Hannay, the main character played by Justin Burchell, probably stays the most true to the movie character. The predicaments are a little bit different, and what's the style around him is different. But I would say he stays pretty close.
Well, and
to
his deadpan demeanor too is what makes the
perfect.
Show
perfect. Right? Yeah, right. It really is.
If that character acted as if he was, if any of the characters acted as if he was, they were clowning. It would not. It would be a disaster.
It would be right. Right. We should let the audience know, too, that this is a show, because it's based on a Hitchcock movie from the 30s, it's really great for all ages. There's no foul language. The situations are all very you know, normal and nothing to worry about. And we've had a lot of kids come see the show and who really enjoyed it and really understood what was going on. So it's really a show that families can come to this summer. You know, every once in a while we have a rainy day. That's a great day. Come on out and see the show and bring the whole family. And it's a good way to have a family adventure and enjoy something together.
I think so. And then go back and watch the movie.
And then go back and watch the movie. Right. Exactly.
Which the kids probably won't stay too long.
So, you are very funny in this, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
But it's amazing to watch you change personality so quickly. How do you do that as an actor?
Well, David really helped me on accents, just really coming up with it is in London and Scotland, and he really he gave me a CD, and he really wanted me to break down everything. Okay, what's going to make this one different? Even if he's from the same area, say he's from London, change the pitch or be more nasal or something like that. So I really just tried to make every voice different, and then by virtue of that, you just kind of embody the voice.
Which you do very well.
Oh, thank you.
We're running out of time. We still have a calendar to do, and I'm going to ask you to stay and help me with a calendar since Mark is in here. But I want to thank you formally for coming and talking about ACD's production of The 39 Steps. And this Alex Lannon and David Bach are my guests. And also, this runs through the end of the month, so hurry up.
That's right.
Because you won't be sorry you went. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to list your events, go to datebook49@alaskapublic.org. This is the only weekend to see TBA's production of Macbeth presented at Grant Hall tonight and tomorrow at 7 with a matinee tomorrow at 2. Go to tbatheater.org or call 677-7529 or just show up.
In Eagle River, the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts production of The Sleeping Beauty has two more performances, tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. For ticket and information, go to AFAA or call 694-8908.
Out North presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch, tonight through August 30th. Showtimes are Friday at 7 and Saturday at 7 and 10. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
At Cyrano's, you can see the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Performances are 7 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday through August with a Sunday matinee at 3 on August 21st and 28th. This is a very funny comedy. I saw it last night. And if you'd like to spell, you may have a chance to join in. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Last chance to see the Alaska Theater of Youth Summer Conservatory's production of The Hysterical History of the Trojan War and Persephone at Cafe Underworld, tonight at 5, and Broadway to Hollywood, tonight at 7, at the UAA Fine Arts Building, 338-4901 for tickets or just show up.
Auditions for ACT's upcoming production of Foreplay, four short plays by Alaskans, are Wednesday, July 27th at 7 p.m. at ACT.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama presents How to Make Love Like an Alaskan and Sleepless in Soldotna. Summer performances June 12th through August 31st, on Sunday through Wednesday nights at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets available for all dates at denaliartscouncil.org.
And finally, at Anchorage Community Theater, you can see The 39 Steps, which runs through August 31st. This hilarious play just finished a very successful run on Broadway. I recommend it. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.